Good morning and welcome to United in Faith, produced and presented by the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands. We invite you to join the conversation, catch the vision, and share the hope of a Jamaica united in faith.
Show me your face. Fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. I can't escape being afraid. Fill me with you right now. My world needs you right now.
Show me your face. Fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you. Can't escape being afraid. Fill me with you right now. My world needs you right now.
Good morning. Welcome. I am Leslie Hare. Dear Lord, when human life is disturbed, disrupted, and threatened by the novel coronavirus, we pray to you, God of life. Grant us the compassion, humility, and self-discipline to value, care about, and protect each life. We pray to you, God of mercy, for all who have suffered directly and indirectly during this global pandemic. May you sustain, console, and heal them. We pray to you, God of grace, for all good efforts to rescue life and to maintain people's health. May you strengthen, guide, and protect all who have committed to fight against this disease. We pray to you, God of righteousness, for justice to prevail. May you lead us to combat racism, discrimination, stigmatization, and xenophobia with courage in the midst of this health crisis. We pray to you, God of love, for an end to the transmission of COVID-19 that is harming all in some way, and for life, health, and peace for all. Through your mercy, grace, and loving care, and through human solidarity, integrity, and mutual support. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. A prayer by the Reverend Dr. Manhong Melissa Lin of China Christian Council. Sharing a reflection with us today is the Reverend Donovan Myers, minister of John Gray Memorial United Church in Grand Cayman. Reverend Myers, welcome to United in Faith, and please share the message for the people that the Lord has placed in your heart.
We are living in unprecedented times. It seems as if all we can hear is a story of a virus that appears to have come out of nowhere and has yanked the attention of everyone, forcing us to confront our own vulnerabilities in ways that are even different from our experiences of other devastating events like hurricanes and earthquakes. Those events at least happen and stop, leaving us to try to patch our lives together afterwards. However, COVID-19 saps our daily energies with the uncertainty of when and how it's going to leave us. So we watch the endless news cycles, listen for new updates, and frantically try to do the best we can to be as prepared as we can. This experience is certainly causing us to feel less in control and more out of our depth in so many, many ways. What's going to happen? How will it end? Am I doing all that I can to keep myself and my family safe? These moments of uncertainty are perhaps harder for us since we have developed a belief that our lives are our own and in our own hands, that we get what we make out of life, that we chart our own course and we determine our own destinies. Of course, we are responsible to mimic God by being diligent and creative workers. Yet the constant diet that we are fed, celebrating being self-made, or pulling ourselves up by our own bootstraps, that doesn't serve us well when we find ourselves with our backs against the wall. We must be diligent in exploring every avenue to contain, prevent, and eradicate the pandemic. We must listen and put into practice the advice given to ensure the best possible outcomes, but we don't have to try to do it on our own. The truth is, we don't have the resources to do it all on our own. Jesus, in teaching his disciples how to pray, reminded them that God provides for all of their daily needs. That reassurance was meant to give them freedom from the debilitation that comes from thinking that they must do it all on their own. The prayer found in Matthew chapter 6 invites us in verse 11 to ask God to give us today our daily bread. In offering that prayer, we are acknowledging some things. That God is a good God who seeks our best and works for our good even in the midst of natural and man-made disasters. That God can transform our circumstances as well as God can change us through the challenges we experience in the midst of difficult circumstances. That God is our source. The buck stops with Him. And so our jobs and our families, our investments, our ingenuity, our planning and our hard work and creativity, they are all conduits or channels that God uses. God is our true source. That's the point of the psalmist in Psalm 121 when he asks the rhetorical question in verse 1. Will I lift my eyes to the hills? Where does my help come from? And he begins to answer his own question when he says, my help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. His help and our help is divine help. The provision for our saving, whatever life might bring, comes from God. Remember, in this time of apparent uncertainty, as we navigate the uncharted course and journey of coronavirus, that God is always vigilantly protecting the way of the pilgrim. God is your shade. He protects you from the sunstroke and from the moon rays. God faithfully protects God's people from all evil. So great is His love that He provides. What makes it more difficult for us to deal with the stress is that we get caught up trying to stay a step ahead of the problem. So this is a call for us to rest for a moment. To rest so that we can re-engage the journey. Rest in the knowledge that there is adequacy of God's provision. And so Jesus invites us to pray, give us this day our daily bread. There are several possibilities and possible translations for give us. Give us tomorrow's bread, or bread that lasts for tomorrow as well. Or give us bread every day. Or give us bread as we need it. Or give us future bread. Continual provision. Perhaps all of these are intended, but the idea is certainly that God should give us the food or provision necessary for our existence. As a prayer for literal bread, he prays for only what is necessary. Yet it is unlikely that Jesus prayed only for physical sustenance alone. But in this context, he prayed for God's kingdom and glory, for the bread necessary for survival, for forgiveness, for deliverance. Therefore, the prayer for physical bread comes within the context of a larger framework that God will provide spiritual requirements for all of our daily needs. Ephesians 1 verse 3 tells us, praise be to God who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with all spiritual blessings in Christ. So God's provision for our daily bread is an expression of His commitment for us that God so loved, that God gave. So, we do not ask for a rich storeroom of overabundance, but for today's need. Ironically, in our age of plenty, This prayer might be one, not so much of provision, but one of restraint and appreciation. Some of us need to relearn in this time some lessons. When the shelves are wiped clean because of panic buying and hoarding, that God is adequate for our needs today. Believe that God is not delinquent. God is not tardy or incapable, but God is abundant and gracious. Also remember that God has promised to provide our daily bread. Our prayers should bear no hint of isolated needs, but we live together in a community. We are God's people together. The ancient people of Israel provided for the needs of one another, and especially those who are most vulnerable in their midst, as a religious responsibility. In this time, then, we must weigh our personal needs and rights alongside the needs and rights of others. In these times, we must weigh our legitimate self-interest over against the greed and selfishness. In this time, we must take responsibilities for ourselves while not losing sight of our shared or corporate responsibility. We can't be content to have a full stomach while our sister is hungry. So, friend, as we face the uncertainty of the days ahead, affirm with me the certainty of the constant loving care of an almighty God, knowing that His provision is certain and adequate for our needs.
The worship song that says this: our God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Give strength where I've been weak.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever He'll reign.
Forever He will reign.
Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
Please join some of our congregations for their streamed worship services this morning. Webster Memorial United Church, Jamaica, on YouTube at 8 o'clock. Richmount United Church on YouTube at 9 o'clock, and Lucy United Church on Facebook at 10 o'clock.
Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and sing.
My God is awesome.
Come on, if you know He's awesome, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and lift your voice.
Hello, boys and girls. Vacation Bible School 2020 comes to you this year from July 27 to 31, 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. daily. The theme, Overcomers for Such a Time as This. We're going to have so much fun, and registration is free. All you have to do is talk to your pastor or your Sunday school superintendent about registering electronically. VBS 2020, Overcomers for Such a Time as This, July 27 to 31, 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. daily.
His grace is why I'm living.
Grace is why I'm living.
Somebody ought to praise His holy name. Come on and testify. You know He's awesome. Say it.
Thanks to the Reverend Donovan Myers, minister of John Gray Memorial United Church in Grand Cayman, for his reflection this morning. Thanks also to our studio engineer, Andre Saunderson. I am Leslie Hare. Please join us again next week at the same time.
Let us reach this generation.
That was United in Faith, produced and presented by the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands. 12 Carlton Crescent, Kingston 10. Telephone 926-8734. Email us at synod@ucjci.com. And find us on the World Wide Web at ucjci.com. Please join us next week for another United in Faith.